GPO. So, you know, it goes manufacturer, GPO, doctor, me. So we only have 4 steps instead of 12. And it results in really phenomenal savings. So I think there are opportunities to look at more direct routes to acquire those medications. And, you know, the problem with that at this point is, depending on the flexibility and willingness of your employer, is those don't get applied to your maximum out-of-pocket or deductible. And I mean, some of them, it's like $1.80 from my doctor. So it's like, okay, how much does that really change the scenario? Well, for me, it's not going to change it a lot, but you know, every little bit does help. And I think it's reasonable for, you know, that to be something either I take on potentially because it is so low, and maybe the exchange is that instead of covering generics, because those should be very cheap to acquire, the plan covers higher cost medications, maybe. How that would work, I don't, you know, like that could be a very reasonable step, but you know, that might be unpopular and it costs money. So, but yeah, so there's, so basically it's a cost plus model. So it's a direct purchase and then, you know, plus certain fees and usually very inexpensive.
I swear I'm almost done.
No, that's so okay.
You mentioned that there are 3 PBMs.
Yep.
That, run 80% of the market.
Yep.
But as you've talked about, basically the more steps you add, the more complex things get. So is this consolidation of PBMs in the middle a big part of the problem, or is the problem the entire system has just had too many?
Well, okay, so I love that question because it highlights another significant problem with the market today. So you might expect in normal economics for, say, 3 big players to control 80%, but then they have a bunch of other folks that are coming to them, right, and saying, we're going to buy this and we're going to create competition further down the supply line. What's happened with these really mega companies is what they are. I mean, we called banks too big to fail at one point. These are probably too big. I call them too big to regulate. So what you have is they have added extra steps. So, for example, in the late 2010s, so 2019, 2020, PBMs decided that they wanted to incorporate, 2 of the 3 incorporated in Europe, one is in Switzerland and one is in Ireland, and then one is here in the US. They created what are called group purchasing organizations, so very large group purchasing organizations. They testified.